From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Missing person Jamie Mosley's been located. Deputies made contact with him shortly after 5 p.m. on Friday. He returned to his campsite on his own in good condition. Mosley was reportedly camping with friends. He left the campsite to go to the store, but again turned up on his own on Friday. Now that a case of pertussis has been confirmed in a Eureka teen, CDPH is recommending a booster shot for anyone over 11 years old who hasn't received one. CDC states that illness typically begins with cold-like symptoms, sometimes a mild cough or fever, before progressing to severe coughing fits. In babies, the cough can be minimal or non-existent. Babies may have a symptom known as apnea, which is a pause in the child's breathing pattern. Countywide, just over 91% of kindergartners have received all required doses of the vaccine. More than 93% of seventh graders have received a booster. Humboldt State University awarded a $100,000 grant from the California State Library to promote computer literacy to HSU students and the local community. The Innovative Digital Literacies Grant, awarded to the HSU Library, will fund programs for career development and computer literacy skills. The grant supports the improvement of digital literacy skills for students and the surrounding community and invests in student professional development and community college student academic growth. Well, Blue Lake underway with the Humboldt Folklife Society's annual Humboldt Folklife Festival. It's an event featuring local performers. Today, Ken Burns' Country Music Preview, a special sneak peek of his latest mega documentary, which looks at the history of American country music. Tomorrow, Songwriter Night, you can get intimate with some of Humboldt's best tunesmiths, featuring Michael David, Georgia Ruth, Tracy Simon Smith, and Andrew Wakefield. Find out more about the event. Go to humboldtfolklife.org. Well, PG&E is inviting the community to learn more about its community wildfire safety program. You can visit the Fortuna River Lodge anytime between 6 and 8 p.m. this evening to hear about wildfire safety and emergency preparedness, meet with representatives, and ask questions and share feedback. Among the topics to be discussed, public safety power shutoff, enhanced vegetation management around power lines, hardening the electric system for future failure, and accelerated safety inspections and repairs of electric infrastructure. For more information about PG&E's wildfire safety efforts and public safety power shutoffs, including details on upcoming open houses and informational webinars, go to pge.com/wildfiresafety. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.